Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Chum Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 52. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Friday, sunny, with a high near 77. And in the news for today, in a national story with local impact, published and used here with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will distribute up to $550 million to expand certain farmers' access to land, money, and markets, and to create educational opportunities for the students of higher education institutions that cater to racial and ethnic minorities. The idea here, obviously, is to enlarge the number of people that are engaged in this very important occupation and calling, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said Wednesday during a call with reporters. Why? Because we have an aging farming population. Why? Because we want to build a vibrant local and regional food system that is more resilient than the system we had as exposed by the pandemic. Why? Because we think it helps economic opportunity in rural communities and small towns, Vilsack said. The new federal funding opportunities were born by two wide-ranging spending bills, the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, and would devote up to $300 million for projects that help underserved farmers. Those generally have included agricultural producers who have had no or limited assistance from USDA programs in the past, including new farmers and ranchers, those with low incomes, and those of racial or ethnic minorities. The USDA seeks proposals for projects that are innovative and help move underserved producers from surviving to thriving, Vilsack said. The application deadline is October 28th. Concurrently, Vilsack said the USDA is working to provide billions of dollars of debt relief to struggling farmers and indicated that about one-fifth of USDA farm loans are or have been delinquent. Also on Wednesday, the USDA announced up to $250 million of funding for minority-serving colleges and universities to help educate food and agriculture professionals, especially those who eventually work for the federal government. The country's agricultural industry as a whole is aging, he warned. The most recent census of agriculture in 2017 revealed that the average age of all farmers is 57.5 years, and that 8% of farmers are younger than 35. The results of the 2022 census are expected to be published in 2024. It's really necessary and important for us in the food and agriculture industry to continue to look for ways in which we can recruit, train, educate, and attract the next generation of leaders at USDA and in the food and agriculture industry, he said. Vilsack called the recent legislation the largest investment in conservation since the Dust Bowl, thanks to its $18 billion of additional funding for existing USDA land conservation programs. The Inflation Reduction Act also includes considerable funding for forest management, drought mitigation, and renewable energy projects in rural areas. Again, information for this report came from the Wisconsin Examiner. The Nearly Noon News will be taking a 3-day break from reporting. We will return on Wednesday, August the 31st at 11:55 a.m. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.